Good morning, everybody. Well, I'm very excited because this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. I really feel the presence of God in this place this morning, and I want to share what God has given me. But first, just a minute, I want to give a big shout out to those that helped with that fundraiser. This body is unbelievable. This body of Christ, they work together. We have a 20-foot truck loaded on the way to Savers. Oh, I'm very excited about that. It was unbelievable. And I also want to congratulate Aaron and Caleb on their engagement. Very excited. Now, I have to go by my notes, so be patient with me. So the glasses come on and off and on and off, but you just be patient with it, okay? My message today is about not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I want you to go with me, if you want, to Zechariah 3:1, a call to build the temple. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, with Satan at his right side, accusing him. Who knows we have a real accuser? Who knows when you start to really do the work of the Lord, the enemy can come against you? Am I right? How many today have been through so many trials and so many different things that sometimes you just feel so weary, right? Well, I got good news. In Zechariah 3:2, it says, the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, rebuke you. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem. This man is like a burning stick snatched from the fire. He was called. You've been called. This is the time and an hour for the work of the Lord to go forth. This is the time that we need the power of the Holy Spirit. And it says, this man, it says, Joshua, take off your filthy clothes and put on your clean garments. Does it remind you of anything? Have you taken off? Are you new creatures in Christ Jesus? Old things are passing away and all things are becoming brand new. Does that remind you of who you are? You are a child of God that has been given a brand new name, a brand new name. You've been called by God. And this is an hour we need the power of the Holy Spirit. So he said to me, now I'm going to go to Zechariah 4:6, and he said to me, and I hope I don't mess up this name. He said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, something like that, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Balubada. Anyways, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Do you really know what that means? Well, I'll tell you. This mountain shall be removed, not by you, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. What is your mountain today? I want everybody to call out their mountain to the Lord because you're going to be getting rid of it today. Okay, is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it loneliness? Is it doubt? Is it unforgiveness? Is it feeling of unworthiness? Is it feeling like, why me, Lord? Why always me? What is the mountain that comes up before you that tries to knock you down? You're going to get rid of that mountain today because we got some good news coming. Haggai 2:6 says, the Lord says, in a little while, I will once more shake the heavens, shake the earth, in the sea, and I will put my glory in this temple once again. We're building the temple of the Lord, and God wants to fill this house with his glory, but you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He wants to fill you with his glory. Are you ready to be filled with his glory? Are you ready to shine? You didn't do all this work for nothing. You didn't work this hard to get here for nothing. The Lord has come to say to you, I'm going to build the temple by the power of my Holy Spirit. We've done all we can. We've worked as hard as we could. We've come to this place, and now we need the supernatural. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. Okay, now I'm going to go to a different place here for a minute just to give you an idea what we have to watch out for. The greatest story in the Bible to me, to look at the pitfalls and the problems that we can come up against, is the story of Samson. Samson was a big hero. Anybody like heroes? The kids love superheroes, right? You love those superheroes? Well, when I play superhero with Jack, no matter who I have in my hand, he has the Hulk and I always have to lose. if I try to win, he says, Nana, I have the Hulk. Well, all right. People love superheroes. They're looking for superheroes. Samson was a superhero. The Bible tells us when Samson was born, his mother was told that he would be a Nazarite, set aside for the purpose of God. Does that sound familiar? Have you been called to be set aside? Have you been called to stay out of places, not go certain places, not get involved in certain things? Have you been called to be set aside for the purposes of God? Think about that. This is where sometimes we get in trouble. He will deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines. And he got in some trouble, didn't he? It's a very sad story, because what happened to Samson, he fell in love with Delilah. Now I'm going to ask you right now, as you're looking and saying, why did he do that? What's your Delilah? What have you fallen in love with that's taken you away from the things of God? Everyone has a Delilah, and it's so easy to get caught up in the flesh, and it's so easy to go down into the enemy's camp and think, I'll be all right. I'm strong enough for this. I can do this. And you don't belong there. You don't belong there. You have to come out, because this is a very important time in our lives, very important. Well, Samson was so strong that he killed a lion with his bare hands. Who would like to have a friend that could kill a lion with his bare hands? Woo! And then he says, the Spirit of the Lord came on me. He also took down 30 men that came against him. He took 300 foxes and lit their tails and set them on to make a fire in the enemy's camp. What strength, what power. He killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Each time he says, the Spirit of the Lord came on me, he recognized then where his strength comes from. Samson, who was given a great strength, called to lead, called to take down the enemy, fell into that trap, that horrible trap, that age-old trap, flesh, going where you don't belong. And he had his Delilah. Well, Delilah wanted to know the secret of his strength. The Philistines were going to give her quite a bit of silver if she could find out the secret of his strength. I'm going to ask you today, have you given up the secret of your strength? Have you given up? What is the secret of your strength? Your prayer life? Your Bible reading? You're staying aside, separated from things you don't belong in? And you say to yourself, a little gossip won't hurt me. You gave up the secret of your strength. A little white lie won't hurt me. You gave up the secret of your strength. You left the door for the enemy to come in. You know, a little bad joke won't hurt me. You gave up the secret of your strength. You let the enemy come in. You're tearing down what God's trying to build up. We've been set aside for the purpose of God. We cannot give up the secret of our strength. Finally, he says to Delilah, says to him, Samson, if you love me, you will tell me what the secret of your strength is. I have to stop for a minute. So he says to her, tie me with bowstrings, and I'll be as weak as any other man. Tie me with ropes, and I'll be as weak as any other man. Weave my hair 7 times, and I'll be as weak as any other man. And each time she would say, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he would shake them off like it was nothing. But now, guess what happened? He told her everything. Judges 16, 17, it says, so he told her everything. I am a Nazarite. No razor has ever touched my head. My strength would leave me. I would become as any other man. And Delilah knew that he had told her everything. And she calls the Philistines and says, come one more time. Come back. He's told me everything. So they came with their silver, and while he was sleeping, they shaved his head. What a sad, sad story, but it doesn't end there. It's a warning to us, but it doesn't end there. I ask you today, why did he tell her the truth? He knew this woman was the one betraying him. She was always the one who got him in trouble with the Philistines. He knew this. So why would he do such as this? And the reason is, he forgot where his strength came from. He began to think that he was strong. He did so many fantastic things that he began to think he was the strong one. And the saddest part is that is when she called the Philistines, he said, "I'll go out as I did before and shake them off." He had not known the power of God left him. And you know, if we keep going into the enemy's camp and giving up our secrets of our strength, we won't even know when the God, that power has left. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need that in our lives today. But I got good news. God took him with open arms. In Hebrew 13, it says that he is a conqueror through his faith. And why did that happen? Why did God receive him? Well, when the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and took him down and put him in prison, and he grind the grain every single day, crying out to the Lord, guess what happened? His hair grew back. His hair, have you made a mess sometimes of your life and you haven't even noticed your hair grew back? Has your hair grown? Has your anointing back, but you're not using it? You're not walking out in it? You're still staying in the place of, why me? I'm not worthy. I can't do this. His hair grew back. And I want you to look at that today and know that if God has called you, it's him that will complete the work, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The move of God is coming on you through the spirit. So in prison, Samson said this prayer. Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just one more time and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes. And then Samson reached one hand on one pillar, that was the foundation of the temple, and one on the other, and he took it down. He killed the rulers, men and women, the enemy. What was Samson's call in his life? To take down the Philistines. That was his call. I want to ask you something. Can you put one arm here and one arm there? And can you take down what's coming against you and kill the old man and let the new man come alive? Really come alive? Can you do that? That's what God's saying. Come on, people. Let's illustrate it. Let's do it. Come on. Put an arm here and put an arm there and tell them, I'm going to take this down. No more is this coming against me. I'm going to go forth in the Lord. God has a calling on your life. God has a calling on this body. And the only way that we can meet that call is if we understand, not by might, not by power. You're tired, you're weary, but he's not. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. I love this. I want to go slow in this one because I love it. Give me in one more drink. Oh, it's good. Okay. Joel 2:28 says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You, your old men, shall dream dreams and see visions, and upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out my spirit. Now I'm going to tell you, in Acts 2:17, Joel says, is this your that? It's a play on words. Is this your that? Is this what the prophet Joel spoke about, that in which you're waiting for? Is this your that? Let it become your that. Let this that the prophet Joel was speaking about become your that. Is this your that? Get excited a little bit. These faces are true. Come on, get excited. Are you ready for this? This is about to come. This is happening. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need to break asunder all the chains. We need to take down the pillars. We need to get rid of the old man and have the new man rise. We need to let our gifts come up again. We need to get ready for the move of God. The Holy Ghost wants to do something in this body, but you're staying back with saying, I'm not good enough. There are people that have been called to come before this altar, before service, and pray for our pastor, but they're not doing it. Well, I'm not good enough. There are people that have gifts that I put aside. Well, life is just too tough right now. Poor me. Get rid of it. Take down those pillars. Take down those walls. Let that mountain be removed. You have to want it. That's your part. So it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. Now, you want to be a superhero for the things of God? Amen. You want to be a superhero? Okay, here's what you have to do. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that God desires to use you. You have to believe in the love of Jesus Christ, how much he loves you. And then you can come out and be a superhero. One of the things that you're going to have to get rid of is fear. Fear takes people and brings them to places God doesn't want them to go. And sometimes people are afraid of being afraid. They are. They're afraid. I don't feel fear right now, but I'm afraid about what's going to happen later. I'll feel fear. No, we have to get rid of that. Now, God is calling a holy draft, okay? And no one can go AWOL. No one is exempt. Joel's prophecy is speaking of the outpouring of the Spirit on every woman, every man, young and old. God's people will be clothed with power, and the main effect of this power will be bold prophetic speech. Believers will be gripped by the Spirit and see the greatness of Jesus. Do you want to be a part of that bold, prophetic, Christ-exalting, risk-taking, end-time band of disciples? Do you? Yeah. Do you want to be a part of it? Let's say it again. You want to be a part of that bold, prophetic, Christ-risking, Christ-exalting, risk-taking, end-time band of disciples?
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Say, how do I do that? Let's say it again. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Have you been sitting on a gift and not using it for the glory of God? Have you been walking around with fear? Have you been walking around saying that I'm just too tired? Well, you know something? Jesus has such a love for those people that he wants to embrace you in such a way that he refreshes you. All you have to do is get alone with him and say, I need that refreshing spirit upon my life. There have been people here today. God has called you. God has called you to preach and teach. And the enemy has tried to take everything he can down to put a stop to that. But he's not going to win, is he, Steve? Amen and amen, right? You know the call of God. There are other people here today that have been called to sing, use their voice for the Lord, and you haven't. There are other people here that are afraid to believe good things for themselves. Now, have you today tucked away a gift? Is there a gift you have in your spirit? You know you have it, but you haven't been using it. Young men, this is a holy draft. You can't walk away. Nobody can go AWOL. You've been called by God to be a part of this work. You have no choice. Not by might. Not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. You know, that feels good because you know why? You don't have to do nothing. You just have to step aside and let him do it. Well, he doesn't want to do it for me. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. This mountain shall be removed. What mountain do you want the Spirit of God removed in your life? You know, sometimes we come to the altar and we do things, you know, with a prayer. You know, I'm not trying to get out of order here. But what I want to say to you Because if you really want this, I want to see people slain in the spirit. I want to see people and filled with the Holy Ghost, the baptism. I want to see people healed. I want to see people have a vision. Who stole your vision? Who took it away? Well, it's coming back. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If you need to run to these altars, run. Don't walk, run. If you want to have a part in this and you're enlisting in that holy draft, don't sit there. Come up here. There'll be prayer warriors here in no time when you get here. But come up here. Come up here today and be prayed over. If you need Jesus in your life today, you've never said yes to the invitation of Jesus, today's the day. Today's the day. Come on, people. Let's move. Let's move out. Let's move out. Let's get the music going now. Let's pray to the Lord, and let's get it going now. Let's dance in the spirit. Let's have something happen. Let's move out. Don't sit there. If you've got something you want to bring to this altar, do it now. Do it now, because it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Are you tired and weary? Get up here. You need a healing? Get up here. You need Jesus? Get over here. Because it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Young men, get up here. Old men, get up here. Middle age, you know, you woman, come on. We need a touch of God upon our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you want to be a part of that bold, prophetic, Christ-exalting, risk-taking, end-time band of disciples? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to be a part of that bold, prophetic, Christ-exalting, risk-taking, end-time band of disciples? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise his name. Praise you, Jesus. Let's exalt him. Exalt him. Do you want Jesus? He's right here. He receives you. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus. Do you need an anointing? This is the place to come. Bring your gift. Bring your gift to the altar. Restore your gift. Praise you, Jesus. Restore the gift. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name. Restore the gift that's in within you. Restore it. Not by might. Money, not money, by power.
Mighty, mighty, mighty word. We look to you. Look to you.